born in the springtime of 1908, in a rundown country shack. His mama named him Jake. He never would have much, but he'd give you what he had. Lucky for me, he was my daddy's dad. He was my daddy's dad. He kept the cars running in his small southern town. Folks came from miles around and laid their money down. Didn't seem to matter, rich or poor, black or white. They all knew Jake would treat them right. He'd always treat them right. At 23, he said, "I do." And for 60 years he did. He put all that he had into her and their three kids. And when she passed away, it broke his heart, Lord knows he tried. 6 months she was gone, we laid him by her side. Laid him by her side. And I can still see his hands tying on a fish hook. I can still smell the sweat and grease when he gave me a hello hug. I still hear his voice when I hear the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes I still fight the tears, even after almost 30 years. If we could have just one more day, I'd wanna go fishing. We'd load that big red cooler up and not come back evening. But when we got back home, I promised not to complain. Granddaddy, I promised not to complain. When you say, "Son, I'm tired and my knees hurt, would you please clean the fish?"